The University of Maryland Eastern Shore and SFMSports.net welcomes you to this presentation of Hawks Talk. Tonight's look inside UMES Athletics is brought to you by Peninsula Regional Medical Center, Pepsi, Geico, Signs by Tomorrow, and the Courtyard by Marriott. Now, live from Buffalo Wild Wings, here's Brendan Gulick.
Well, whether you're with us live here at Buffalo Wild Wings in Salisbury, or if you're listening online at sfmsports.net, or maybe live over the radio at Fox Sports 960 in Salisbury, wherever you're with us, welcome inside our first edition of Hawks Talk, as we sit down and talk about all things UMES athletics, and certainly looking forward to doing the show each and every week for an hour at a time. I'm Brendan Gulick. If we haven't had a chance to meet in person, I hope we get that chance at some point, radio voice of the Hawks. And we're joined today by head coach Bobby Collins, as well as local radio star Randy Scott, who you've certainly heard on Froggy 99.9 and definitely you've heard on Fox Sports 960 over the years as well. But first, Coach, welcome to the broadcast. Certainly appreciate it. We're excited to do this.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
I'm
really excited.
This is it's a great opportunity to continue to sell the program and reach out into the community from a Maryland Eastern Shore athletics perspective. And we're happy to do it in front of a really nice crowd here on Wednesday night at Buffalo Wild Wings on Route 13 in Salisbury. We'll be here from 7 to 8, so if you get a chance and you want to make your way out, please feel free to stop by, grab some wings, grab a beer, and we'll have some fun. Randy, thanks for joining us as well. I'm glad you're able to come on board.
This is awesome. A lot of fun, and always fun to get a local show on Fox Sports 960. And, of course, you guys do such a great job. It's a great partnership with UMES and SFMSports.net. And, man, this is exciting, being out and about, out on the town. A lot of people here. This is a good atmosphere.
It's perfect. Yes. Coach, I know we've obviously had plenty of time throughout the course of the year to talk about this season. But for fans and followers that haven't had a chance to meet you in person, I'd love it if we could start maybe just before this year.
Okay.
You've had a chance over several years now to be a Division I head coach. You've bounced around a couple different places, and you made your way here to Maryland Eastern Shore before the start of last season. And you took over a program that had only won 15 games in the 3 years combined before you. First year, your team goes 18-15. So a remarkable turnaround. I'd like to at least start by talking about that turnaround.
Well, you know, I've always thought that Maryland Eastern Shore was a special gem, and it just didn't have the right pieces in place at the moment. And, you know, I was so fortunate to come in a situation where they had some talent here, and I got the right staff in place. And I came in and I talked about my vision, and I talked about my goals, and talked about what I want to accomplish. You know, the most difficult thing in the world is to try to change a culture. And the young men bought in early. They bought in what I wanted to do. And because they bought in, we were able to have a special season. And I praise them for that, because they could have been selfish and they could have said, you know what, I'm accustomed to doing it this way. And they just really bought in. So I'm excited. I was very excited about the opportunity to be here and to coach and to have the support that we have.
Went 18-15 a year ago. It was really an outstanding showing. You played pretty darn well against some of the bigger schools that you play against. Went 3-1 a year ago against other schools in the Atlantic 10 Conference, with road victories at Duquesne, at Fordham, at St. Bonaventure. And I think that's sort of when people started to realize this program really was on the rise.
Well, you know, like I said, the team bought in. With them buying in, no one expected the team to be as talented as it was. The one thing that we did, we played hard. They sold out. They played hard along with the talent that we had. And because we had talent, we were able to go in and sneak up on some of those bigger teams like St. Bonaventure and Duquesne and Fordham. And I was just pleased at the guys. And I knew that this university could be very special. Dr. Bell is very supportive, along with Keith Davis, the athletic director. They're very supportive. And with those things in place, you can be successful.
Coach, I mean, you talk about this schedule, and I mean, this was... Wow. You look at this, maybe for the casual fan, I mean, you're playing Maryland, you're playing Kansas State. I mean, you're playing some really big schools, Michigan State. I mean, a lot of people love to rack up wins when it comes to your schedule, but you guys know the importance of playing in those big places. Is that just preparation for league play? What is really the reason for the casual fan listening why you would put those mammoths on those schedules?
It's a mixture of a couple of things. One, you know, those games are guaranteed games, and our basketball program supports the whole athletic department bringing in over $600,000 this year to help support the track team, help support volleyball. And we recognize that we have to make that sacrifice, and we want to be a team player. And so we didn't mind doing those things. And some people will see it as suicide, but we also see it as an opportunity to get better and go into those hostile environments. And when we get playing in our conference play, we'll be battle tested. Mm-hmm. You know, we got tested this weekend going into Savannah State. They had one of the most hostile environments. Then we went into South Carolina State. They had a very hostile environment. We wasn't shook up by those environments. We were right there in the game. And we just know that we went back and watched film today, and we saw what we need to do to get better to win those games down the stretch.
Well, you're in a stretch of the schedule now where you get away from some of the juggernauts after playing the number one team in the country for the first time in program history, followed closely by, at the time, the number three team in the country in Maryland. You obviously played Pittsburgh, and we've talked about that, but you're at a part of the schedule now where things come a little bit back down to planet Earth, and you've got a chance to play some teams who you have a little bit more of a competitive balance with.
You know what was more difficult? We brought in eight new players along with the sure. five players that we had returning from last year. They were battle tested. So we're now trying to build chemistry. We're trying to build camaraderie. We're trying to build togetherness going to play Michigan State. My coaches laughed at me about when we lost to Michigan State. I called a team meeting. I call a team meeting and I tell them we got to get better. And, and my coaches laughed at me. They reminded me, said, Coach, that was Michigan State, the number one team in the country. And I said, okay, well, that makes it a little better. But we want to be competitive, and sure. we want to be ready to play when any game that we lace up against.
You're listening to Hawks Talk here on Fox Sports 960 in Salisbury, as well as SFMSports.net. And we're visiting with head coach Bobby Collins of the men's team at Maryland Eastern Shore. Coach, you talk about all the turnover from a year ago, right? And obviously one of the better players from that team last year was Michael Myers. He ended up winning the award for the nation's top transfer player. He was an immediate impact for your squad, played really well in the post, and I don't think there was any way to understate what he was able to do to help build your program. Now that he has moved on, what kind of example do you hope that a player of that caliber that's for guys to come here in the future?
Well, you know, Michael Myers has a story of his own. When I first got here, he called me and told me that he wanted to be part of the program and that he had gotten kicked out of school for fighting and he had some issues. And, you know, I told him that I wasn't sure that's how I wanted to start out, by bringing back issues and problems when I'm coming in to trying to build a program. And you know, I went to church on Sunday and the preacher was preaching. And when I did that, a homeless guy walked into the church. And when he walked into the church, he interrupted the preacher from preaching. And the preacher said, you know, deacons, get him out of the church. He just interrupted me from preaching the word. And an old lady took that homeless guy and took him to the back of the church. And then the preacher went on to preach. And he went on, he called an altar call. And when he called that altar call, no one stood up but that homeless guy.
Wow.
The homeless guy went up to the front.
Wow.
He fell to his knees and he started crying. And he said, you know, you don't know my story. Nobody knows my story, how I got this way. And with that, the preacher said, you know, sometimes we get caught up in who we are. We forget to help people.
Yeah.
And I got my answer by that message that Sunday. So I went back and I called Michael Myers and I said, Mike, I'm going to give you an opportunity, but these are some things that you have to do in order to come back and be in this program. And
sure.
Mike bought in. He did what I asked him to do. And he went on to have a phenomenal year. You know the story. And when he got, right now he's in Spain.
Yeah.
And from time to time, he'll call me and say, Coach, thank you. He said, year before, I was at home getting up at 5 a.m. bagging sugar in a sugar factory.
Holy cow.
He said, now I'm having the opportunity to make thousands of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars. He's doing really, really well. I'm very proud of him. And that's who I am as a coach. That's who I am as a person. I believe in giving a kid an opportunity. We coach character. We coach being a good person. And the basketball part's easy.
Sure.
So I was just pleased to have an opportunity to coach a young man like Mike.
And he's calling you in the middle of the night because he's in Spain time, right?
Yes.
Say, come on, not right now.
Yes, but it was a pleasure coaching that young man. And he was a model citizen for me. I don't know what issues he had the year prior to, but I'm glad I had an opportunity to coach him, and he was a special player for us.
Well, and I think that's the thing that a lot of people don't understand, and especially, you know, Division One, you think winning at all costs, but it's not like that for a lot of the coaches that you see around. Sure, you know, wins and losses, everybody's going to judge by that, but when you're building good people and giving people second chances, that's what means a lot to you, I'm sure, and some
Absolutely.
Others, right?
Absolutely. I mean, that's why I do this. You know, obviously, yes, I want wins because that pays the bills. But at the end of the day, to get a call from Eshaq Pitts, and Eshaq Pitts calls me and say, Coach Collins, thank you. Thank you. He said, from time to time, I always ask myself, what would Coach Collins do at this moment?
Yeah.
And when he say those kind of things, that means the world to me.
Sure. Well, you know, it's crucial when you're building a program to make sure that you're building good young men and using basketball as the vehicle by which they can build their lives, because there's life after basketball, and that's certainly apparent.
Absolutely. And I'm about building character, and I coach the men harder off the court than I do on the court. And these young men will tell you. And we're excited. We're extremely excited. And our morale is high. Our record doesn't indicate what we really want to do and where we are, but we know it's about those three games in March. And if you was in practice today, we was practicing like a team that was 20-0, and the spirits were high, and they have bought in that last year, North Carolina Central was undefeated in our league, but a 5-seed won the tournament.
That's right.
And they got all the praise, and everybody forgot about North Carolina Central.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
So now we know that we can still win this tournament, regardless of, in spite of what our record is right now.
Just got to get ready for those last three games of the season.
Absolutely.
Lots to talk about as we continue on here this evening. When we come back, we're going to talk with one of those Hawks, senior guard Devin Martin, who's having an outstanding season for your team. He's the second leading scorer in the MEAC. And a kid who grew up in Baltimore. We're thrilled to have him. Devin Martin will be joining us here in just a couple of moments. This is Hawks Talk. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. You're listening to Hawks Sports Network on SFMSports.net and Fox Sports 960 in Salisbury.
Bobby, you're here again.
Yeah, my doctor told me to reduce stress at work, so I come to Buffalo Wild Wings to eat lunch and watch sports. I get to pick one of seven entrees, like sandwiches and salads, plus one of seven sides.
Well, I like sides.
It's so affordable, I can finally take a vacation.
Where are you going to go?
Here, Tim, here.
Introducing the new B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch Menu, starting at a new low price. Dine in or order takeout weekdays between 11 and 2. Participation and availability may vary. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Consider the cup holder. There's probably one feeling empty next to you right now. No Pepsi, no hope. Just look at it, won't you? All across the country, cup holders are being neglected. Instead of Pepsi, they're being filled with loose change or crumpled up receipts. But you can help. Get a Pepsi and refresh a cup holder's life. Our thirsts are counting on it. In fact, I'm having one right now. That is refreshing. Pepsi, refresh yourself. Refill your cup holder.
The Hampton Inn and Suites Fruitland Salisbury South is passionate about getting it right. Their promise to you includes a clean, comfortable hotel room located only 7.5 miles from the University of Maryland Eastern Shore. Also conveniently located within walking distance of 5 different restaurants, plus a shuttle service that can take you back and forth to the campus. Hampton Inn and Suites, an official hotel of UMES Athletics.
Please, God, give me a sign.
What do you need, son?
God?
No, I'm your Signs by Tomorrow customer representative, but I can help you.
When you need to put your business in the best possible light, Signs by Tomorrow can get the job done and done right away. From leaded signs to vehicle graphics, the new Easton location is now open at Dover Road and Route 50. Call 410-770-9825. At Signs by Tomorrow, we don't just provide signs, we provide peace of mind.
Well, ring-a-ding-ding, the year was 1936, and Leo and Lillian Goodwin were hot to trot for the world to save some big bucks on automotive insurance. So they opened up a little joint called Geico. Geico had the goods for all the dolls and Joes who were keen on swell service and keeping the cabbage.
Flash forward over 75 years, and Geico is still helping customers save money every day, and with 97% customer satisfaction. Today, the peeps would refer to that as pretty darn tight.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
Peninsula Regional Medical Center is proud to be recognized as a national healthcare leader, delivering exceptional healthcare by exceptional people. The professional staff at PRMC is equipped to handle most injuries and illnesses that are non-life-threatening and can deliver immediate medical attention without an appointment. To get more information and up to the second wait times, visit peninsula.org. PRMC, proud to be the official healthcare provider of the UMES Hawks.
How you doing? This is Devin Martin, senior guard from Maryland Eastern Shore, and you're now tuning in to Hawks Sports Network.
Hawks Talk back on the air tonight for Buffalo Wild Wings in Salisbury. We're on Route 13, just on the north side of the city. If you joined us a little bit late, this is the first edition that we've had of our Hawks Talk program, where we'll sit and talk UMES athletics each week. We had Bobby Collins, the head coach of the men's team, here on in our first segment. He'll stay with us as senior guard Devin Martin joins us. Devin, first of all, welcome and thanks for making the time tonight.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's certainly going to be a fun show. We hope you'll be able to stick around every couple of weeks. But I want to talk to you first about not just the way this season's going, because obviously it's been a true test this year. But let's start with the fact that an NCAA player, right? You're frequently referred to as a student athlete. Yeah. And a lot of people will say student athlete and in that order. So the student comes first. And we talked a lot about the travel and the difficult schedule in our first segment. And I think a casual fan would sit there and say, well, boy, how do these guys go to class and keep their grades up and still maintain the ability to be a true student? Yeah. Walk us through what a day in the life of Devin Martin looks like.
I mean, you know, being a student athlete, obviously student is first. And, you know, pretty much going throughout the year with your basketball schedule, your workout schedule, and your class schedule, the most important thing is time management. You got to manage your time very well. And you got to know if you got class and you have practice in the same day, and if you have a break somewhere between then, you got to know, you got to try to squeeze in a little work first before you head to practice. So time management is the most important part when it comes to being a student athlete. So that's how I get it done. I just manage my time very well and try to squeeze in as much schoolwork as possible before the basketball part comes in.
But even more than that, I mean, think about the schedule you've had this year. 14 of your first 17 games were on the road. And what a lot of people don't realize is you're not going on the road the day of the game. You're traveling usually the morning of the day prior. You miss that whole day of class. Then you miss, you know, the day of class game. Sometimes you can't catch a flight home or get the bus back in time to get to class the next day. So all things considered, it's a lot of school that you miss. How do you stay on top of the classwork when you're on the road?
The biggest thing I can say for that is, you know, when you know you're about to hit the road, you got to try to squeeze in and get as much work as you can done before you leave. And while you're on the road, it's usually study hall, so you got to get as much as you can done in study hall. And if you miss class because of being away, you got to try to make up that work when you get back.
Who's the real one that cracks the whip on the team? Is it Coach Collins or is it one of his assistants?
It's Coach Collins.
That's right. That's because he got a headset on.
Yeah.
That's
right. Yeah, it's usually Coach Collins or either Coach Reed. They're real serious about that. They know you can't play the game if you don't got the grades. So
absolutely. Coach, what's it like when you're working with guys? You know, I guess one of the unique challenges in college basketball is that you get turnover. You know, guys are going to come. They're going to be in your program for maybe just a year. Usually not longer than 4 or 5 years if they take a red shirt, and you're trying to build something and set certain standards. When you get kids like Devin or kids like, you know, we mentioned Mike Myers, how do you try to drive home the idea of life outside of basketball is also a really important part?
Well, it's definitely important. You know, I've been one to try to build relationships and build trust. And once you do that, then it's easier. They have to trust me. I have to trust them. And I also understand I have to know more about him than just as a basketball player. I try to get to know him as a person. I got to know economically, spiritually, mentally, physically, how does this young man operate? You know, the one question I ask to find that is, what is your why? You know, we talked about that. What is your why? And when I get to know what their why is, then I hold them accountable for that.
Well, there's no doubt that understanding what drives you is going to be different for each and every person. Devin, what drives you on the basketball floor? Because this year especially, it's been a special season. You've figured out a way to become the second leading scorer in the conference, and there's no shame in that because, in case you forgot, the leading scorer in the conference is the leading scorer in all of college basketball, yeah. James Daniel III. So what drives you on the floor?
I mean, you know, just my family, you know, the people I got at home looking up to, and just life, you know. I was never really like the go-to guy or, you know, the superstar or all this and that. I had to pretty much work ball like my whole life. And, you know, coming into Division I basketball last year, I had a lot of coaches, college coaches in the country that didn't want to give me a chance, that kind of gave me the chance and then took it away from me. And when I came on my visit here, you know, Coach Collins saw something in me. He gave me the chance, and I just said I got to keep on working hard to get better and better every day and become the best I can be.
It certainly was an interesting road. when you looked at what he had gone through, spending a couple of years at Monroe Junior College up in the Bronx and spending a little time playing in Florida and playing in Baltimore, when you're looking at the individual pieces to his story, how do you try to understand that and then work with it?
Well, because I was that. I was one that no one really wanted to give an opportunity to. And when I saw Devin, I saw the passion, I saw the will and the zeal that he had. At the moment that he came to work out for us, we didn't need a shooting guard, we needed a point guard. But we took a chance on him because I saw that passion that he had when he told me, he said, "Coach, give me this chance, I promise you I won't let you down." And I asked him what his why was, and when he told me what his why was, he told me that his father, he wanted to make sure that his father was taken care of, and he wanted to have an opportunity to make basketball an avenue of making his father be healthy and be able to provide for his father. So I took a chance on that, and I bought that. When you tell me your why was as important in the way he discussed it to me, I had to embrace that opportunity, and he has paid me back by doing the things that I've asked him to do.
What an investment. It's been a nice career so far, and you know, as the season, I don't want to say winds to a close, we're just past the halfway point. You've got 20 games under your belt, and
wow.
Isn't that crazy? and the majority of the schedule still left for you in the MEAC conference play and then the conference tournament. Stands to reason you probably got somewhere in the ballpark of about 15 games left. So as you close this season and you close your collegiate career, regardless of what comes after that, what do you want to remember most about playing specifically here at Maryland Eastern Shore?
Playing for him, of course. You know, great coach. Probably one of the best coaches I've had in my basketball career. But I just want to remember, you know, somewhere along the line in your life, you have to set a legacy. You got to set something that you did very special. And I just want to remember special moments here. Like my first year, we went to the CIT tournament, you know, first postseason tournament in 41 years. And this year, I want my last memory to be a MEAC championship and an NCAA appearance.
Hawks haven't done that in a long, long time. In fact, the last time they went to the NCAAs, you were not even a thought. Back in the late 1960s, the Hawks made a run to the NCAA tournament with that MEAC title. Last year's team, we spoke about this in our first segment, an 18-15 group that had the best season in 41 years in the school's program history. I know you were a vital part of that, and there were a couple of other guys that played big roles, some that graduated, some that are still here. Are there any lessons from last year that kind of carry over to help drive you here in your final year?
Just to play with that passion every single day and play for a purpose. Last year we had a purpose. Coach talks about that a lot. We had a purpose last year. That team last year, some of those guys was on the previous teams that weren't used to winning. So they had a purpose coming in, and Coach Collins instilled that into them. And, you know, we stayed on the same page throughout the whole year. And we just played like that every night. I don't think we really found our purpose to play yet. Once we find it, it could be a special year for us too.
Well, Saturday is the next time the Hawks will be back in action. They're going to take on Bethune-Cookman Saturday afternoon. The men will play at 4 o'clock or a half an hour after the women's game, which will start at 2 o'clock. So we'll see how that all wraps up. The women will definitely start at 2. And there's a big fun promotion we've got on Saturday. It's actually Take a Kid to the Game Day as Bethune-Cookman comes to town. Not sure why they're not bringing the sunshine and the warm air from Florida. It's supposed to be pretty miserably cold here this weekend. But if you get a chance, you can register your kids at umessportscamps.com. We'll have moon bounces, temporary tattoos, and lots more. Bring the entire family with you. All children will come in free. Adults are $10 regular tickets. But if you maybe are with a group and you have one adult with several kids, no problem. All the kids will get in for free. You'll have ticket available the day of the game, and you can find out that information on umestickets.com. Again, this is Hawks Talk, and Coach Collins, I know you're hoping for a big crowd on Saturday.
Absolutely, but let me go back and address Devin's statement about purpose. Last year's team had a purpose, and their purpose was to exceed more than double-figure wins and then make a tournament championship run. That was our purpose. We didn't succeed that.
Sure.
Our purpose this year, to be clear, we didn't finish. This year, we have to finish. We have to finish the race. We say we want to win a championship. Now we have to win the championship. That's our purpose, to win that championship. I have to be clear about that because a man without a vision will perish. So I have a vision And I know it's a process, and I know we have to take step by step. But our step last year, we exceeded the double-figure wins. We wanted to win that championship. We didn't get that done. But now we have to stay focused and concentrate throughout and persevere through that. And I talk about often how I have five championship rings, and each ring represents a story. Nobody knows the story that I had to go through to get to that point. Our story this year is our struggles right now, going and play 14 of our first 17 games on the road. Now, we don't have the record that we would like to have, but my vision haven't been discouraged. I'm far from being discouraged. I'm far from being down. Our spirits are high, and we still have our focus on winning the championship this year, regardless of in spite of what things or how they're going right now. That sixth championship ring will have a story to tell. Okay,
I can't wait. It's going to be a fun end of the year.
So you tell everybody else what our purpose is, so they won't be confused about what our purpose is this year.
To bring a MEAC championship to this town.
To finish.
No doubt about it. Hawks want to finish on the season. And again, even though the record doesn't indicate that it's been a successful year, I think that's not a true test of character for where they've been. Hawks have gotten better each game, and they have been tested in different ways throughout the first half of the season. Lots more to come here during the hour-long show we've got at Buffalo Wild Wings in Salisbury. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll be joined by the women's head coach for Maryland Eastern Shore, Fred Batchelor, in the building. He'll sit down and talk about the start of his season as well. Both Fred Batchelor and Bobby Collins have picked up their 200th career victories as head coaches this year, so I'm sure we'll touch on that as our show goes along. But again, lots more to come. This is the Hawk Sports Network on SFMSports.net.
Bobby, you here again?
Yeah, my doctor told me to reduce stress at work, so I come to Buffalo Wild Wings to eat lunch and watch sports. I get to pick one of seven entrees, like sandwiches and salads, plus one of seven sides.
Well, I like sides.
It's so affordable, I can finally take a vacation.
Where are you gonna go?
Here, Tim, here.
Introducing the new B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch Menu, starting at a new low price. Dine in or order takeout weekdays between 11 and 2. Participation and availability may vary. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Do you need a break, a getaway? Plan a visit to Hyatt Place Dewey Beach in Delaware. Lay back, relax with your toes in the sand, and unwind to the sounds of the ocean. Please your palate with a delicious meal at Cape Hasa Restaurant on the bay while taking in the sights of a beautiful sunset. It's time to get away and make that getaway to the Hyatt Place Dewey Beach. Call 302-864-9100 or visit HyattPlaceDeweyBeach.com. Make a lifetime of memories in your own backyard at Hyatt Place Dewey Beach. That's Hyatt Place Dewey Beach on Facebook and Instagram.
Stop taking selfies and do something useful with your smartphone.
First, let me take a selfie.
Get the TuneIn app and listen to any SFMSports.net broadcast from anywhere in the world. Yes, even there. The TuneIn app gets you instant access to our live streams and on-demand content. And did I mention it's free? That's right. Download it today at the App Store or on Google Play and take SFMSports.net with you anywhere. But please stop taking me to the bathroom. I'm tired of that.
The Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference. 13 institutions all striving as one to excel in the classroom and on the field. A premier Division I conference with 16 sponsored sports, showcasing the talents and strengths of our student athletes through hard work and perseverance. The Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference, educating student athletes for the game of life.
Consider the cup holder. There's probably one feeling empty next to you right now. No Pepsi, no hope. Just look at it, won't you? All across the country, cup holders are being neglected. Instead of Pepsi, they're being filled with loose change or crumpled up receipts. But you can help. Get a Pepsi and refresh a cup holder's life. Our thirsts are counting on it. In fact, I'm having one right now. Ah, that is refreshing. Pepsi, refresh yourself. Refill your cup holder.
The Courtyard by Marriott on Route 13 in Salisbury offers comfortable rooms and meeting spaces, as well as always superior customer service in a great location near the mall. Call 410-742-4405 and ask for details about their special UMES athletics rate. The Courtyard by Marriott in Salisbury, an official hotel of UMES Athletics and a proud sponsor of Hawks Basketball from SFMSports.net.
Back to Hawks Talk Live from Buffalo Wild Wings on the Hawks Sports Network from SFMSports.net.
Hawks Talk continues live tonight from Buffalo Wild Wings on Route 13 on the north side of Salisbury. And we're joined here during this segment by the head women's basketball coach for Maryland Eastern Shore, Fred Batchelor. Fred, certainly appreciate you coming by. I know you had to literally sprint off an airplane to get here. Why didn't you bring the warm weather with you from Jacksonville, man?
Tell me about it. It was before we land, you could feel it. Just getting ready for what we're going to be expecting here on the East Coast. So it's good to be back, although it's time to get ready for that.
You joined us a little late. I'm Brendan Gulick, joined by Randy Scott and Coach. You know, let's start talking a little bit about this season before we kind of get into you on a little bit more of a personal level. Obviously, the record maybe not quite where you hoped it would be this season, but you got a good taste in your mouth because you finished off this weekend road trip with a really nice, impressive win down at South Carolina State.
Yeah, it was a good win for us. It's always good, you know, to get that win, especially when we were struggling, you know, coming off of the last two games. You know, our last home game, I thought we played really well. It just didn't bounce our way. But, you know, and then trying to get on track and going on the road. And we really haven't, over the last 4 years, have not been a real successful group on the road. Going to Savannah and kind of, you know, not just losing the game, but I thought we got outplayed. I thought we got out tough. I thought they played a lot harder than us, a lot more aggressive. And so it was a real disappointing game for us to play. And then to go on down to Orangeburg where we knew it was going to be a tough game. The feelings were a little tough amongst the group, to be honest with you. Morale was a little low, and I was even challenged myself with all the years of experience. I was still challenged with how do I get us to understand what we need to do to be successful. And it was just very disappointing coming off that last game and being on the road. You can't practice kind of how you want to. You're on the road. So I have to tell you, my kids, you know, my kids carried me. They carried me the other night. Their play, their determination, their ability to look, you know, to look past what had happened and looked at what was going on in that particular night. I was really pleased with the effort and the concentration and the focus and the toughness that they showed. So I really appreciate their effort more than anything. They carried me Monday night more than I carried them, for sure.
It was funny. Randy, after the game, Fred comes over in his post-game interview, and he's got this big old smile on his face as he's still trying to process everything. And he goes, you know, the best part about being a coach is when you lose, it's a coach's fault. But when you win, it's a player's fault. And he was just so happy the fact that they were able to pull out a tough game. Moise Sabritsky, a career-high 24 points. Man, she was special.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Coach, you and I go way back since you kind of arrived in Princess Anne. It's always good to catch up with you. I just love looking and seeing that you've kept this staff. When it comes to a coaching staff, I mean, you've been probably kind of spoiled, maybe you'd admit, to have Ravonna and Cedric still after many years together. That's pretty special, isn't it?
Randy, I can really appreciate your recognition of that. You know, they've been the backbone of our program. Their loyalty, their commitment has been tremendous. You know, after the game the other night, and sometimes you don't realize how much they depend on your leadership. Mm-hmm. And after the game, South Carolina State game, Coach Jenkins grabbed me and was like, "That's why I love you." And it's like, I said, "I thought you always loved me, even when we lost."
But it's just, I really love you now.
And I think they just really appreciate, you know, when you're able to come through. But the fact that they've stuck with me has been tremendous, and they've never wavered. And then the next morning, I get an incredible text from Coach Whitley. You know, I've been working with Coach Whitley for 14 years, and it was just, you know, you think we worked together for the first time. That was our first win. You know, she talked about how good it felt to, you know, to be there with me and to follow me and you know, find ourselves, you know, really coaching with a lot of confidence and passion and her support of that. So, Randy, I can really appreciate, you know, your perspective as far as that. I've really been fortunate and blessed to have two great people by my side supporting me and working with our team. And when things get down, you know, I never have to worry about them beating the kids up too much. We all have the similar perspective on things, that this is much bigger. Life is so much more important, and this is just a part of what we do. And what we're doing is trying to not necessarily win championships, but build champions. And they understand that. And I can continue to appreciate their loyalty and their support.
Well, and it's funny that you talk about the relationship side of things, because I think anybody that tells you, no matter what business they're in, but certainly on the athletic side, it's the people that you work around, that you spend your time around, that you go to battle with, that you bleed and sweat with. Those are the people that you want to stand by, regardless of what the win-loss column says. And you've been fortunate to win 200 games in your coaching career. You've been at all three levels of college basketball, at Buffalo State in the Division III level, spent a couple years in Division II. And you've been here since 2004-2005 season. I guess the thing I want to ask you, what makes this particular place so special to you that you've been here for so long?
That's a great question. I believe this is where the Lord has me to be. I really do. I've thought about, I'm 49. I'll be 50 this year. So you start looking at all the different things that, you know, what you're supposed to be doing, where you're supposed to go. And the kids, the work that we're doing with these young people, it transcends the Eastern Shore in a lot of ways. I love the Eastern Shore. It's great people here. It's been great support. But it transcends where you are with the relationships we're building. I really believe in what we're doing in regard to the culture that we've established. And the fact that we continue to get kids that they make me want to stay committed to this place. Each year we get different kids. And it's funny because I just come from recruiting a young lady who I feel as though, you know, if this young lady were to commit, regardless if she commits or not, down in Jacksonville, you know, I almost feel like another 4 years of commitment to what we're doing.
Sure.
Because, you know, it is relationships. You mentioned that. It's relationships. And we've been fortunate. Every year, you know, you have the April McBrides, and then you have the Casey Mortons, and then you have the Moise. And he's like, okay, this group. And it reminds me of my coach who used to always say, I can't do this much longer. And every 4 years, he found another kid or another group of kids
that
gave
around.
Him a reason to do it. And that's what we're getting with these kids. These kids believe in what we're doing.
Yeah.
They bought in, and it makes it really, really easy to get up every day and go do something when you know, even though sometimes they struggle. We struggle with getting them to go here, getting them to go there. But ultimately, they really believe and they trust in what we're doing. So there's a lot of responsibility that come with that. And as long as God sees me fit for me to be here, then I'll be happy to be the head coach at the University of Maryland Eastern Shore and feel very fortunate and blessed to do so.
How difficult is it to balance your recruiting as well? I mean, because obviously the game you're coaching is happening at the high school level right now as well. It's got to be difficult to try and fit in what is a busy schedule. You obviously want to be 100% committed to your team and in the now, mm-hmm. but you also have to have the future in mind. I mean, how difficult is it to balance it? I know you let us know you're a little worn out from a long trip, but, I mean, this is important stuff because you're trying to land big recruits that are going to be in the future of this program.
Right, exactly. And I think, Randy, you make a great point in the sense that is a huge challenge. As I'm sitting here looking at the schedule now and I'm going, you know, I told this young lady I would be in New York to see him play on Sunday at 10:30, and we play Saturday at 2, and then we the next week. This is next week when we're up at Coppin, and then we play Howard at 5:30, and I'm figuring out how am I going to do this and at the same time not cut my team short.
Mm-hmm.
Because my seniors, I had to miss practice last week on a Saturday. We didn't play till Monday, and they gave me that look like, you know, we got a game Monday, coach. What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Yeah. And I'm going to see this kid is going to change our program, and I won't do that. I'm not big on leaving practice to go recruit. So it's a heavy balance, but a lot of it has to do with sometimes the priority of the situation of the recruit,
mm-hmm.
you know, what you're recruiting. But at the same time, I will not jeopardize time with my team in critical moments in game planning, where I need to be there, and I know they need me there for the future, because it's about the here and now. And I got 5 seniors that have given me everything. They've been committed to me for 4 years, in some cases 5 with Alexis Udoji, and I have to be committed to them and understanding that they only have 1 senior year. So I have to be committed to that first, and when I do get the chance to focus on the future, that's what I try to take advantage of.
I know it goes in waves locally when it comes to talent. I mean, do you continue to keep your eyes on people right here on Delmarva, really close by? I know you've recruited locally quite often, but that's important too, right?
It is. It's huge. I think it's for the respect where you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think they need to know that you respect kids in this area. This is our culture. I mean, our community. I think it's important for us to be a part of the community to support these kids who are playing by being visual at their basketball games. And every year there's a kid or two that we go and look at, and we kind of, you know, like I've recruited a lot of kids here. I haven't offered a lot of kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this area has only produced 3 4 Division I kids in 12 years that I've been here. And of the 4, only 2 played for 4 years. The other 2 ended up transferring. We had 2. We had 1 that graduated, Casey Morton, and another 1 that didn't continue, and Kiana Sturgis, who ended up transferring. But, you know, it's very slim in this area. But yet, I think respecting the culture and the community, you need to recruit these local kids and let them see you and let them know that there is an opportunity, a possibility. So whenever I get a phone call, I got my college coach called me the other day about another kid not too far away from me. I said, let me know when I can go see him play, because you called, coach, you know, and I know you told him I was going to be there. So I know I'm going to have to show up and go there. And it's never, you know, a waste of time to do so. Mm-hmm.
You're listening to Hawks Talk on SFMSports.net and live on local radio, Fox Sports 960 here in Salisbury. Before I let you go, I certainly hope you'll stick around for our final segment as well, but, you know, it's so clear that the idea of commitment is such a part of who you are as a person, not just who you are as a coach. So I guess I'm curious, since you've been around the game such a long time, and certainly a big chunk of that is as a head coach, what has changed for you from when you first broke into the business, really, to where you are now?
That's an interesting – I think I've grown a lot. I think of some of the things that I did and said to kids 10, 15 years ago, and I'm like I want to apologize, write every one of them a personal letter, you know, of apology of, you know, maybe some
You're looking
things.
Up Twitter handles
yeah,
all the time.
Yeah, oh, man, I love it. The perspective that I took on certain things then and now at the age I am now compared to when I was 29 or 39, being 49, you know, you look at things a lot differently, and I really think my kids now are benefiting from the experiences I had with, you know, years ago. But the commitment is a big thing. You know, it's understanding what kids need and being committed to that process, but more so being committed to their development as human beings. You know, we talked a lot about, you know, years ago I was always focused on winning. You got to win, you got to win, you got to win. And not that winning isn't important, because it is, because you're trying to build that in them. Mm-hmm. But the whole concept of not so much chasing championships, but developing champions. And that's been more of the focus change in trying to develop our kids in the process. You know, I was reading something today on my flight, and it talked about, you know, John Wooden. It was 17 years before he actually won his first championship. And, you know, and after that, he won, I think, 7 and 10 years, and he ended up winning over 10. Mm-hmm. But it was 17 years before he won his first championship. And he talks about the whole process of being committed to making kids better and not focusing on winning, but doing those things, and winning will take care of itself. And here we are in our 12th year, short of a championship, still believing that what we do is the most important thing, and the championships will come, you know, when in due time. But really, the commitment has been more in the focusing into developing these young people and being a positive, making a positive contribution to not just UMES, but the surrounding community.
Well, championships are built with championship caliber attitudes, people, and character. And there's no doubt over the years that's been easily the biggest pillar in your success and in your program. So all the best. I know it's going to be a fun rest of the conference season. We talk about it all the time. When you look at those final standings a year ago, everybody that finished ahead of you, you beat. Mm-hmm. And everybody that finished behind you had beaten you at some point. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of parity in the league. And I know it'll continue to be fun as we move forward. Lots to talk about here as we go into our final segment. We'll bring both Coach Batchelor and Devin Martin back on. And since it is January and we recently had the Presidential State of the Union, we'll give a State of College Basketball, both on the men's and women's side. I think that'll be kind of fun. Hawks Talk continues after this timeout. You're listening to the Hawks Sports Network on SFMSports.net and on Fox Sports 960 in Salisbury.
Bobby, you here again?
Yeah, my doctor told me to reduce stress at work, so I come to Buffalo Wild Wings to eat lunch and watch sports. I get to pick one of 7 entrees, like sandwiches and salads, plus one of 7 sides.
Well, I like sides.
It's so affordable, I can finally take a vacation.
Where you gonna go?
Here, Tim, here.
Introducing the new B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch Menu, starting at a new low price. Dine in or order takeout weekdays between 11 and 2. Participation and availability may vary. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Peninsula Regional Medical Center is proud to be recognized as a national healthcare leader, delivering exceptional healthcare by exceptional people. The professional staff at PRMC is equipped to handle most injuries and illnesses that are non-life-threatening and can deliver immediate medical attention without an appointment. To get more information and up to the second wait times, visit peninsula.org. PRMC, proud to be the official healthcare provider of the UMES Hawks.
Harry locked himself out of his car. Should he A, call his amateur wrestler friend with fists of steel, or B, get roadside assistance from the Geico mobile app? The correct answer is B. The Geico mobile app uses GPS, so Perry can get roadside assistance quickly without saying a word. It's like telepathy. Perry's steel-fisted friend would dent up the door and break stuff. Geico's mobile app is speedy and makes it easy for Perry to get roadside assistance with the tap of his finger.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
Tammy has been pulled over. She's searching through her glove box for proof of insurance. Should she A, call an out-of-work superhero with X-ray vision, or B, use her digital ID card on Geico's mobile app? The correct answer is B. Geico's mobile app can pull up her proof of insurance faster than a superhero. Plus, X-ray vision can get embarrassing quick, and superheroes don't exist. Geico's mobile app is real, free, and available 24/7. It never sleeps.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
The Hampton Inn & Suites Fruitland Salisbury South is passionate about getting it right. Their promise to you includes a clean, comfortable hotel room, located only 7.5 miles from the University of Maryland Eastern Shore. Also conveniently located within walking distance of 5 different restaurants, plus a shuttle service that can take you back and forth to the campus. Hampton Inn & Suites, an official hotel of UMES Athletics.
Green light. Hey girl, school zone. I'm getting hungry. Car changing lanes. You want to meet me for pizza? Stop sign. Intersection clear. Yeah, street. Pizza sounds good. Ball in street? Girl in street!
It's hard to concentrate on 2 things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text, stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Now, back to Hawks Talk Live from Buffalo Wild Wings on the Hawks Sports Network from sfmsports.net.
Hawks Talk continues our final segment tonight, sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings, and we're live inside Buffalo Wild Wings on Route 13 in Salisbury. Thanks for joining us here tonight. Our first of our weekly editions. We'll do this each and every Wednesday night from 7 to 8 o'clock. I'm Brendan Gulick, the voice of the Hawks, and certainly glad to be joined now by all three different players and coaches we've got with us tonight. Head coach Bobby Collins of our men's basketball team, head coach Fred Batchelor of our women's basketball team, and Devin Martin, our senior basketball player. And I'd love to talk about this segment since it is the month of January. We just recently had the presidential State of the Union. We've now got an opportunity to sit down and let's talk about the state of college basketball. And we'll start with Fred. On the women's side, obviously things are interesting because for so long in college basketball, you've got that team from Connecticut. You ever heard of them? UConn? Mm-hmm. They win a lot of national titles. And so you've got UConn, you got Notre Dame, South Carolina, Maryland, Tennessee. It seems like those 5 teams are always right there. But boy, from literally that next spot on down, it seems like it's a pretty darn competitive field, and I know you feel that way about the conference.
You know, I was looking at the top 25 today in the USA Today, and it was you're right. After the first five, and UConn being number one, and Maryland, University of Maryland being number five, then it's a lot of similar names, but a lot of unfamiliar names, too, that you didn't know that would break in. So I think after the top five, you're going to see some interesting. I think you're going to start to see some more interesting kind of competition amongst women's basketball. In our league, though, I think it's totally different. I think any given night, our league reminds me more of this year's football season. You have to focus on every Sunday. And every Saturday or Monday, you need to focus on that game. You can't get caught up on what happened before, what happened previously. And if you continue to take care of business when you have the opportunity on Saturdays and Mondays, you'll find yourself in good shape, I think, at the end of the day. And that's where you want to be, because I think getting into the tournament, anybody can beat anybody. You just don't want to put yourself behind the eight ball and have to play 8 games in 4 days, which makes it very difficult for you to be successful.
No doubt.
But I think that's the one thing that's really great about our league, is that anybody can beat anybody on any given night, as you can see from the scores.
On the other side of things, Coach Collins, I saw something on SportsCenter last night that was totally mind-blowing. The top five this year, and it obviously changes in the AP poll week to week, but there have been 19 different instances already this year where a top five team in the country has been defeated. And of those 19 times, 12 times, it was an unranked team that knocked off one of the top five teams in the nation. So both of those at this point in the season are already college basketball records. I think it goes to show there's not a Kentucky this year like there was a year ago as a measuring stick where everybody's just chasing the second place, you know, on the list. So with that in mind, and certainly with the conference in mind, feels like on the men's side, it's also pretty wide open.
Absolutely. There's only one undefeated team in basketball. That's SMU.
Yep.
And they're not able to compete in the championship this year. I can tell you that there's a lot of parity in college basketball, and definitely there's a lot of parity in our league. When you go to talk about our league, like I said earlier, North Carolina Central was undefeated in our league last year. And right now, there's no undefeated teams in our league. Hampton is doing well in our league, and South Carolina State obviously is one of the top teams in our league. And we took both. We took South Carolina State to the edge, and we should have won that game. We got Hampton coming up, but we're focused on Bethune-Cookman, and even Bethune-Cookman and Hampton. I mean, Florida A&M, who we play this weekend, is very talented basketball teams, and we got to come play every night. If you come and you don't play, and you're not ready to play, or you think this team is not very good, you'll get upset. And you look at the number one teams in the country, Michigan State, that was number one. Look at Kansas, that was number one. I don't know if those teams are ready to play when they went out to play that night, but unranked teams came in and beat them. So you have to be ready to play because there's so much parity in college basketball.
Well, and Devin, so, you know, you're a player for a team that a lot of people would look at and say, well, they don't have a shot to beat a high major. Your team played really well in the first half against both Maryland and Pittsburgh. Both those games, you were down only 6 points at halftime. You went into the locker room saying, hey, you know what? There's no reason we can't play with these guys. They're just as big. They're just as fast. It's about consistency. What's it like when you're out on the court playing against a team that everybody has all the media hype buzzing around?
It's exciting to be out there. And it's, you know, it's something that you've looked forward to your whole life growing up as a basketball player. But when we're out there, I don't think we really think about that because we look at our team and we look at our team as a mid to high major team as well, talent-wise across the board. We feel like we can play with anybody in the country. And we've proven that in first halves and second halves this year, you know, going up against Maryland, Michigan State, Pittsburgh, St. Joseph's, schools like that. And we've shown that we belong on the court with these teams. But I think the biggest thing is chemistry, consistency, and just, you know, staying together throughout the whole game.
One of the schools you mentioned, Michigan State, I remember reading an article where Tom Izzo and football, obviously Tom Izzo, the basketball coach, but football coach Mark D'Antonio talked about the relationship between the football team and the basketball team, and specifically between the two of them as coaches. And I'm interested how the relationship between Coach Collins and Coach Batchelor, yes, it might be men's and women's basketball, and you might look at those as two different entities. How do the two of you help each other?
Well, Coach Batchelor, I mean, last year I was extremely proud of him and what he was able to accomplish. You know, we talk about the story and the things that you go through in order to get to where you got to get to, winning that championship. And I watched this team grow from the beginning of the year to the end. And, you know, we communicated a lot. We talked a lot. There was times where he would call me and he would encourage me, telling me, keep my head down, keep fighting and keep swinging. There was times where I would call him and tell him the same thing. And we were just good for each other. We fed off of one another. It's great to have a great working relationship with your colleague. And I'm just happy to have a person like Coach Batchelor. I've known him for a long time. And I'm just pleased and proud to have an honor.
Well, you know, Bobby probably didn't remember the first time I met him. You know, I met him. He was the head coach at Hampton. And I think we were at a coaches conference, a coaches meeting in North Carolina. And we were all hanging out at night. And I only had seen him around. And I sat with him. I said, man, I really like this dude. He's a nice guy. He's a really good guy. You know, most basketball coaches are very arrogant. And they kind of think it all revolves around them. But he was just a real engaging person. And the best thing that happened was when he came here. And I told him this. What he did with the men's program really catapulted our program. I told him, I said, we go as you guys go. You know, I sit there and I watch them, and I'm always pulling for them, especially when we fall. When we fall, I'm really, really pulling for them because I think our ladies need to see that, you know, there's a program that they when they do well, our girls want to do well. And they can't hide. They don't have any excuses. You know, the men went out and took care of business. I watched them play. I sit there and I watch them play, and I'm so impressed with the quality of play of the men's program, individually and collectively. And it's great to be a part of that with them. And Coach Collins and I relationship, as far as it's on a personal level, is great. You're fortunate to work with somebody that you like, you enjoy. Guy is really a good guy to be around, but somebody you also respect what they do. And similar in regard to our philosophy of life. And the other morning, we're downstairs and we're both sharing different things that we were doing with our team. And he was like, I'm going to take that and use that. And then he said, well, this is what I did on top of that. And I said, well, I'm going to add that. So, you know, I think the fact that we're able to work well together and we benefit each other is probably the biggest benefit to our young players, to both teams.
Devin, what's it like when you're able to go out on the court and compete and you see the women's team either just finishing up practice or coming onto the court after that? Is there ever opportunity where you guys are lifting each other up?
I find myself communicating with some of his players a lot. And we actually was talking about that the other night. You know, they played South Carolina State first before us, and they won. So in my mind, I'm thinking, oh, it's our time to go handle business now. Like, I was talking to one of his seniors, Alexis Udoja. I was like, man, we seen y'all guys win. That just gave us an extra, like, a lift that we can go out there and get a W tonight and both go back home happy. Unfortunately, it didn't work out that way, but we kind of like, we like to lift each other up. Like, you know, if they coming off a tough loss and it's our turn to get on the court next, we always hold our hands out and smack hands and we say, let's go get this one tonight, girls or guys. So I think we're very uplifting to each other.
Well, I hate to cut this short because I feel like we could sit here all night and keep on talking, but unfortunately we gotta head out for the rest of the night. I want to give everyone a reminder that our upcoming game will be on Saturday. There's two conference home games for both the men's and women's teams this weekend. Saturday at 2 o'clock, the women will tip off, and the men will tip off starting hopefully around 4, but a half an hour afterward when the women finish up. Bethune-Cookman's here on Saturday. Then you've got Florida A&M on Monday night, 5:30 and 7:30. Again, take a kid to the game day on Saturday. All children come in for free with a paying adult. We certainly hope we've got a fun crowd. I know both these two teams are looking forward to getting back home. Guys, thanks so much for the time tonight, and certainly looking forward to doing this again next Wednesday night.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brendan.
All right, so we'll have more Hawks talk when we come back on Wednesday night next week. Again, want a big thank you to Randy Scott as well for joining us here this evening. I'm Brendan Gulick. This has been a presentation of Maryland Eastern Shore Basketball. Because of the work at SFMSports.net, a big thanks to Steve Clendenin back in our SFM Sports Network studios. Until next Wednesday night or Saturday, depending on when you catch us, I'm Brendan Gulick. So long for now from Buffalo Wild Wings. This is the Hawks Sports Network on SFMSports.net.
Consider the cup holder. There's probably one feeling empty next to you right now. No Pepsi, no hope. Just look at it, won't you? All across the country, cup holders are being neglected. Instead of Pepsi, they're being filled with loose change or crumpled up receipts. But you can help. Get a Pepsi and refresh a cup holder's life. Our thirsts are counting on it. In fact, I'm having one right now. That is refreshing. Pepsi, refresh yourself. Refill your cup holder.
Do you need a break, a getaway? Plan a visit to Hyatt Place Dewey Beach in Delaware. Lay back, relax with your toes in the sand, and unwind to the sounds of the ocean. Please your palate with a delicious meal at Cape Hasa Restaurant on the bay while taking in the sights of a beautiful sunset. It's time to get away and make that getaway to the Hyatt Place Dewey Beach. Call 302-864-9100 or visit HyattPlaceDeweyBeach.com. Make a lifetime of memories in your own backyard at Hyatt Place Dewey Beach. That's Hyatt Place Dewey Beach on Facebook and Instagram.
Bobby! You here again?
Yeah, my doctor told me to reduce stress at work, so I come to Buffalo Wild Wings to eat lunch and watch sports. I get to pick one of 7 entrees, like sandwiches and salads, plus one of 7 sides.
Well, I like sides.
It's so affordable, I could finally take a vacation.
Where are you gonna go?
Here, Tim, here.
Introducing the new B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch Menu, starting at a new low price. Dine in or order takeout weekdays between 11 and 2. Participation and availability may vary. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Peninsula Regional Medical Center is proud to be recognized as a national healthcare leader, delivering exceptional healthcare by exceptional people. The professional staff at PRMC is equipped to handle most injuries and illnesses that are non-life-threatening and can deliver immediate medical attention without an appointment. To get more information and up to the second wait times, visit peninsula.org. PRMC, proud to be the official healthcare provider of the UMES Hawks.